Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on the Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. Great to be back with you here on the show. Another day, another team preview. Davis and I are going to touch on the Los Angeles Angels. For those of you getting ready for your fantasy baseball drafts, we're going to help you out there. Also, take a look at the NFL Combine, which is underway. A deeper dive from Davis and I today. I see here on the show, we'll go through the quarterbacks, the running backs, some potential players that could move up, move down. Based on that, of course, Bay Hill is underway in terms of golf, Davis. And we also got the return of future Hall of Famer, Kevin Durant, who made his debut for the Phoenix Suns last night. So good morning. I guess we'll start there.
It's a lot going on. I mean, we got Bay Hill teeing off. They're playing an alternate event there in Puerto Rico. We have, just every coach. It feels like every coach is just doing everything they can to make themselves look like an idiot at the combine. You know, we got the Mike McCarthy quote yesterday. He fired Kellen Moore because Kellen Moore wants to score too many points and they want to run the dang ball. I mean, just these guys. They never learn, Craig. They watch the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl and they take nothing from it. They learn absolutely nothing. So I am going to continue to look forward to all the storylines coming out of Indianapolis and spring training as well.
Yeah, no doubt. We got spring training games starting in a couple hours from now. But let's get to our top stories here on Fantasy Sports Today as we begin. We'll start with KD, Kevin Durant. His debut is a good one. 23 points. For the Phoenix Suns as they defeat the Hornets last night. So there you see the first time of Durant in a Suns uniform right there on your screen. Notre Dame knocks off number 25 Pitt in Mike Bray's last home game as the head coach there. NHL trade deadline, of course, hot and heavy right now. It's coming. Jacob Chychrun ends up going to the Senators from the Coyotes in a big trade yesterday. And as you may have learned yesterday, if you were watching later in the day here on our shows, top draft prospect Jalen Carter, charged with racing in fatal crash, not participating in the combine. You know, what's interesting about Carter, Davis, is that there seems to be a lot of division as to what actually will happen with him in the future. You know, normally in the past, Davis, it feels like these stories come out and then immediately a player who finds himself in some trouble ends up getting his draft stock destroyed. At least it seems on social media that there still will be some teams that are going to draft him in the top five, top 10. I mean, I don't really know what to make of this story, but inevitably not participating in the combine, he has gone back to Georgia.
So, I mean, I guess in terms of, because the two that immediately came to mind for me were Lyle Collins and Laremy Tunsil. Both of those guys, you know, the incidents did cost them a bunch of money, right? That's just the nature of it. It sounds like, and again, I don't know if this is morally or ethically correct, you know, whatever, and probably more information is coming out, but it sounds like what Jalen Carter is officially charged with right now is going to be all misdemeanor stuff. It's going to be fines, community service, whatever. It doesn't sound like it. Basically what it sounds like is he and a couple other Georgia players and staffers were probably coming home from the bar, whatever, drag racing. They definitely should not do this, right? This is something you should not do. But it doesn't sound like Jalen Carter murdered someone, right? It doesn't sound like he was at fault for the death of another person. It sounds like basically racing cars and one person wrecked. Now, again, a lot more information is going to come out. Sure. My guess is, and this was reported this morning by Charles McDonald from Yahoo Sports, It sounds like what front office people are saying is, doesn't matter. If the team that picks at one wants him, if the team that picks at two wants him, if the team that picks at three wants him, they're taking him, which is, I mean, it seems crazy, right? I mean, it sounds absolutely crazy to me, but it's the NFL after all, you know?
Yeah, no, it happens. And certainly we'll see if he is a faller or a riser or just sort of stays the same on draft night, which is coming up fast and furious. Again, combine going all throughout the week for sure. Davis, a little bit later in the show, for people who have watched us over the last couple of years now, you would come on the show because of your love for Shohei Ohtani. You were absolutely right. You picked him to win the MVP a couple of years ago, and you were all in, Davis, on the Angels last couple of years. Go on over their win total. They got a shot to win. We're doing the Angels today, but I get the sense in talking to you over the last few weeks, you're not sharing the same optimism. Am I right about that?
No, enough already. So there's a couple things. The main one being all these young guys that they had who were exciting 2 years ago, literally None of them panned out. Not one of them, right? So I mean, Joe Adele, I don't even know if he's with the organization anymore. Jared Walsh is kind of like fine, but never lived up to what his prospect status was supposed to be. Oh, who was the other outfielder? Brandon Marsh, yeah. So he is not even on the 40-man roster, I don't think. Like, all these prospects, none of them panned out. They spent some money at starting pitcher, but not Tyler Anderson. Like, it's just a mess, and I'm done, right? I'm done being Lucy in the football. And maybe Ohtani isn't even on the team by the trade deadline, right? That's also part. And Trout keeps getting hurt. There were 3 years in a row of Trout getting injured, so yeah, that's not great. That's not great either.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Trout, no longer a first-round pick in fantasy.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
See baseball. I mean, crazy to think. I mean, last year also, again, because of the injuries. But yeah, he's out. He is. You cannot find a fantasy league where Mike Trout is going in the top 10. I've seen in the NFBC, if you look, he's been as high as 12 or 11 in some, but he's not a top 10 pick anymore. Anyway, coming up, we're first going to hit on the NFL Combine. Davis has got some good opinions as to what he's seeing and what he thinks. And then Davis and I will weigh in on who we like from the Angels this season as our spring training previews continue right here on Sports. And this is Fantasy Sports Today. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The NFL Combine underway for those of you who are playing Dynasty Leagues or Keeper Leagues, fantasy football still on the mind for a lot of you. Oh my gosh, you know something? We can't, you know, I just realized I'm going to turn around, guys. I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry for doing this in the middle of the show. And I didn't realize I didn't prepare for the show. So before we begin, I know this is a little awkward, Davis. I just got this in the mail yesterday. This is my Dynasty League ring. My 2022
Amazing.
Craig Mish. I just got it. Brad Ziegler just mailed it to me yesterday from winning. I am in a Dynasty League. I'm not as stupid as I appear. I do play Dynasty League football. Davis is well more educated than me. But I won the championship last year. And so Brad did not win. Billy Butler did not win. Jeremy Hellickson, you did not win either. But anyway, so I lean on you. I mean, I text you right before these rookie drafts. I'm like, hey, if it's this. And it ended up working out for me last year for sure. I had Breece Hall. Breece Hall got hurt. But anyway, long story short, this year in particular, I don't know that the quarterback class is huge, but I think that the other talent that we're going to talk about definitely will be a factor. And also last year, I wasn't really all that bullish on the wide receivers. And I think we're just going to get this every single year, Davis, because I think that you have talked about it. It's like the cost-controlled labor of some of the younger guys. You know, so many players end up getting cut. I think all the Tampa Bay guys, as an example, you mentioned Evans and Godwin. It's like, why can't we just take Chris Olave, throw him the ball 90 times? Or Pickens. You know, there's just so many great players coming out of college. And so let's start off with the quarterbacks. I've talked too long and showed my championship ring. So give me the quarterbacks that you think in the order that they'll go, or just rank them in terms of fantasy for me. Let's start with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll go Bryce Young, Stroud, Richardson, Levis. I think those four guys are all locks for the first round, maybe even locks for the top 15. Maybe we could see. And look, I mean, Hendon Hooker is 25 years old. I don't think it's impossible that he ends up being like the 28th overall pick or something if some team decides they want to trade up for him and get that fifth year of control. Because a 25-year-old quarterback, like, he's going to play until he's 30, right, if he's good. Yeah. My guess is that none of these guys that we have here on the graphic, my guess is that not one of these guys finishes as a top 12 quarterback in 2023, and maybe ever, right? So Bryce Young, he's small. Like, Bryce Young is – look, I love guys who play better than their size, better than their speed, whatever – like, there is a chance that Bryce Young is like 5'9", 180 pounds. That's like his real height and his real weight. Obviously, I think he's listed. I think Alabama listed him at 6 flat, 200 pounds. And I just, there's just no way. He just is not that big. And then the question with Stroud, I mean, it's the same question you have with all Ohio State guys. It's you played with Chris Olave, Jackson Smith and Jigba. Who's the other guy? Elijah Moore, right? They just had all of these guys, or not Elijah Moore. I'm forgetting another first round Ohio State wide receiver, all these guys. But the huge thing for Stroud was that in the college football playoff, he finally started running. He basically did not run for his entire Ohio State career. They get into these big games. He had multiple, I think he had a 30 yard first down run and a 28 yard touchdown run. If he does that in the NFL, if you can add 40 rushing yards a game, 5 rushing touchdowns a year, that makes you an entirely different player. But I think it is unlikely that our next group of megastar quarterbacks comes out of here. And I would love to be wrong. I really like Anthony Richardson. I don't think Richardson should play this year, though, is the thing. He's just so raw. He's got so much to learn.
Yeah, and Davis and I were talking about this before the show. I watched every single snap for Anthony Richardson at Florida. And I certainly could see him being a superstar, but I could also see him being nothing. And it is amazing to me that people are so heavy on him come draft day. And it feels like without even watching full games, because he had some games at the end of last year that Billy Napier just said, hey, we are not winning with this guy throwing the ball. Maybe people just watched that first Utah game and nothing else. But maybe they thought, they forgot that Napier was shutting down the passing game completely. This guy was throwing like 10 passes a game. And he was running, and everybody else was running, and they were not throwing the ball, relying on defense. So, I don't know, but he is the story of the draft for sure. All right, over at running back, I'll run through these for you. Bijan Robinson's going to be a running back going in the first round in the NFL draft, which is a rarity these days. So, my guess is that happens. You have Gibbs, of course, who definitely will also be one of the higher picks, I would say, out of that position. And I think there's a drop-off after that. It's Sean Tucker, Zach Evans, Kendra Miller, and I'll tell you, 2 years ago, if I had to guess how this list would have been, the guy who you see here at 6, I would have had at 1. That's how good Mo Ibrahim was when he was at Minnesota early on. I think he got hurt and wasn't as effective, Davis. But Ibrahim's first year with the Golden Gophers, he looked like a first-round pick in the NFL draft, but he's fallen a little bit. But I think also not a big pass catcher, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, Mo Ibrahim in 1986, first-round pick probably, right? He would have been absolutely awesome. I would imagine he's going to be one of these guys who I'm going to be using in XFL Daily Fantasy 2 or 3 years from now, probably. I mean, I like him. He was phenomenal at Minnesota, but and maybe he has this latent pass-catching ability that they just chose not to use. I definitely think Bijan is in a tier of his own. Jahmyr Gibbs might be a late first round pick, probably a second round pick, sort of James Cooks-esque. And then honestly, I think it's very hard to develop serious opinions about any of these guys without seeing what they do at the combine. And honestly, for fantasy, just seeing where they get drafted, because I guess Devin Achane is the one, the Texas A&M running back, who is also a track and field star, won the state of Texas Gatorade track and field athlete of the year in 2020. He's expected to maybe run a mid 4.2s 40 at the combine. I think that is tomorrow. So that's going to be pretty big. But this is not a super stellar running back class. We also have Deuce Vaughn from K-State, who I love, but it might actually be like 160 pounds.
All right, so there you go. Some running backs for you come draft day. And boy, I hope Mo Ibrahim is not in the XFL. That means I'll never see him because I haven't watched a second of that this year. All right, at wide receiver, Quentin Johnson, it feels like a superstar in the NFL. He does. He feels like the best guy, at least to me by far. I got him in tier one and then everybody else. Addison, Smith in Jigba, Jalen Hyatt, Josh Downs, and on my other show, I talked about Zay Flowers from BC the other day. I mean, these are not household names, Davis. I mean, you really, especially with 4, 5, and 6, you had to be watching, pretty good amount, I think, of college football this year. But Quentin Johnson, to me, that has a potential to be a real star, I think, in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got the highest ceiling of any of these guys. I think Smith and Jigba is basically Keenan Allen, which is like obviously a really great wide receiver, but Keenan Allen was never Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, Jamar Chase. Like, he just was never that. Johnston, I think Johnston could be have a way lower floor. You know, he's bigger. He's not going to accelerate as fast. The NFL is kind of moving away from that as being the prototype. But obviously, when you're AJ Brown, when you're Jamar Chase, when you're Justin Jefferson, right, having that crazy route running ability and that size is a huge advantage. But these are the six guys: Johnson, Addison, Smith and Jigba, Hyatt, Downs, and Flowers. I think these are all going to be first round picks. These are all going to be guys going in probably the top 115 picks in fantasy football next year. Pretty excited to see where they all go. I hope one of these guys ends up with Kansas City or Buffalo, because both of those teams really need a wide receiver, and that'd be pretty fun for fantasy. But if you have not done this, just go look up Smith and Jigba's stat line playing with Ohio State in 2021. You're not going to believe how productive this guy was next to two other NFL wide receivers.
All right, so naturally we've seen this denigration of the tight end position, Davis. So I wonder from your perspective, for me, really hard to get around any of these names. I'll hit them real quick. We have Meyer, we have Kincaid, Musgrave, and Washington. Those are the four.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is probably the best tight end class that we've seen in a decade. These guys are all really good. I think we might even see three first round picks at the tight end position, which is pretty crazy, but they're all pretty good and I'm pretty excited about them.
All right, we'll dive more in the NFL draft on April 27th. We do a fantastic job covering it for Sports Grid. We'll be right back with an Angels preview.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. This is a huge year for the Los Angeles Angels. To put it bluntly, it's put up or shut up time, Davis, for the Angels. I mean, you have had Shohei Ohtani. You have had Mike Trout. You signed Anthony Rendon a few years ago. You went out this offseason and signed Tyler Anderson. We're going to dive into their lineup. And they got Brandon Drury, too. We're going to dive into their lineup, Davis. But, I mean, the Angels, you know, have no shortage of money to spend. They've proven that through the years. They haven't won anything with the money to spend. I got to tell you, if it doesn't happen this year for them, if they don't win like 80-something games and get close, I don't even want to know what this team's going to look like next year.
Well, they're not going to. They just are not going to. I mean, the top of the lineup doesn't look horrible. And actually, that's reflected by ADP. Like, I would say the cumulative ADP of the top six hitters in the Angels lineup, it's probably the lowest it's ever been, right? Like, you know, you add up a bunch of, like, they've had guys hitting cleanup for them for a year who were like 500 ADPs. You know, they got some more reasonable guys on offense this year. But the pitching, outside of Shohei, looks middling at best, with downside for way worse. You know, if Reed Detmers gets banged up, Patrick Sandoval misses some starts, you're going into an organization that has no depth. That's a huge problem. Honestly, my guess is they just, you know, Rendon's going to get banged up. The team's going to be bad. No one's going to be able to pitch, and it's going to be Shohei. You know, there's that tweet that gets floated around every so often. It gets retweeted every time Ohtani has a great game. It's like the Angels, every time I watch an Angels game, it's like Trout and Ohtani haven't done something since Tungsten O'Doyle did it in 1886, and the Angels lose 9-4. And that's basically the Los Angeles Angels experience.
All right, so let's take a look at their average draft position. There's some players that are not listed here I want to discuss also, because I think they could be a factor like we did with Kansas City yesterday. All right, so Taylor Ward had his breakout season last year, and he's in a great spot at the top of that lineup. Look who he's batting in front of. So this could be a guy to circle for the upcoming season for sure. Mike Trout, no longer a first-round pick. He's late second. Mike Trout, ADP 21 in the NFBC. Shohei Ohtani's ADP is 8. Hopefully, fantasy leagues have figured out how to play him at pitcher and hitter. Some still have not. I never will understand this. Anthony Rendon's ADP is 240. Hunter Renfroe is pretty much a lock in this lineup. Davis did 25 home runs. Do nothing else, but I think you'll get that. Brandon Drury comes off a career season, and he gets paid to go to the Angels. We'll see how that works out. He's a top 200 pick. Jared Walsh, if people are shocked and say, wait a second, I thought Jared Walsh was really good. Why is his ADP 401? Well, he had thoracic outlet surgery in the offseason, Davis, so really kind of uncertain as to what he will do. They got Giovanni Urshela, so that's a name to keep in mind. If you're thinking of taking Walsh, you may want to take both. Logan O'Hope's ADP is 240. Let's also not forget they have David Fletcher, who can play the infield and has just been banged up the last couple of years. Luis Rengifo, 300. Rengifo and O'Hope, not bad, you know, so they're getting taken in the top 300 picks, are actually being drafted. But, it sort of starts and ends with Ohtani, Davis. It's still amazing to me that they're, you know, some of these softwares are just, like, refusing to allow you to, to not let this guy do both things, pitch it in. I just cannot understand that. But regardless of the situation, another team that I think has a chance for some lineup length and then just a lot of uncertainty with the pitching staff. And we'll get to that in a second. But I got no issue with their hitting. I think their hitting is fine.
Yeah, I mean, that thoracic outlet syndrome injury has, like, ruined careers when it's happened. Now, it's not been universal. I think the most famous instance of that injury is Markelle Fultz, number one overall pick in the NBA draft. He gets this injury and, like, literally forgets how to shoot. That's, like, a very weird occurrence. So obviously, that's not going to happen to everyone, but that's sort of the in the range of outcomes of things you'd be worried about for Jared Walsh. But Renfroe, a pretty reasonable guy. I mean, if he is able to get 550 plate appearances, he's probably going to hit 30 home runs. That is a pretty cheap price for 30 home runs, especially home runs are actually going to become so much more important this season if these larger bases do add to stolen bases, because steals will be way more common. You know, a guy who had 8 stolen bases might go to 15 stolen bases, but guys with 22 home runs aren't going to 30 home runs. So that is pretty interesting for Renfroe. Obviously, if Rendon finds a way to stay healthy, he has not had over 217 plate appearances since 2019. He has only had one season in his entire career of 600 plate appearances. That was all the way back in 2014. But even his last quote-unquote full season, 545 plate appearances, 34 home runs, 5 steals, 320 batting average, 115 runs scored. Like, make no mistake about it, the Angels signing Rendon was, like, a good idea, right? I saw what they were going for. It makes sense. They wanted to improve. It's just they kind of gotten unlucky with the health stuff. He is a really good player. But I mean, how often is he getting to 500 plate appearances? Like, probably not that often. And that's why he's priced like this. Ohtani, obviously the most interesting player in fantasy baseball because of the way the rules work. So, for example, in the NFBC, where you can win lots of money playing fantasy baseball, You draft him, 8th overall, and every single week when lineup's set, you have to say, all right, do I want to use him as a hitter this week, or do I want to use him as a pitcher this week? He's definitely more valuable as a hitter because he's so good at it. But I mean, in any format, and I don't know, I still do not get the logic of why you're not able to get both of his statistics. But in any format where you could get both, he would be like the most valuable player in fantasy history, any sport. He'd be like LaDainian Tomlinson, right? I mean, it's like, because he's one of the 10 best pitchers, one of the 15 best hitters, and that's, I'm giving him some regression, some injury risk there. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And yeah, I mean, we pointed this out earlier in the show. It's just Mike Trout. Best, pretty much the best player in baseball in my lifetime, and not a first-round pick in fantasy. It's just crazy.
Yeah, not stealing bases anymore. I think the only place that's guaranteed to use Ohtani as a pitcher and hitter, MLB The Show demanded it this year. So apparently when it comes out in a couple of weeks here, you will be able to do both. Even with him on the cover last year, you still could not do both. That's incredible. Okay, so let's take a look at the starting pitching. They have upgraded behind Ohtani with Tyler Anderson. He was like the first free agent signed basically in the offseason. But was that Dodger magic, Davis? I don't know. He goes to the Angels. We're going to find out. Patrick Sandoval, you may remember last offseason, was like the hot name to take that next step. And you could sort of say that, you know, he got close to that. He's, you know, in the top 250. So SP3, maybe SP4. Jose Suarez is another pitcher in their rotation. Reed Detmers, everyone knows him because he pitched a no-hitter last year. And honestly, if everything goes right for Reed Detmers, Davis, he's probably their second best pitcher, but he's listed here as their 5 going into the season.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that all of these guys have a fairly wide range of outcomes. And I guess that, you know, the really funny part is that their best pitcher, how often in fantasy baseball are you going to be using his statistics? Like, just again, on a given week, you are probably using Ohtani as a hitter. I would just assume you start more hitters. He's a little bit more valuable there. You can get stats from him every single day. Like, you're probably using him as a hitter. Anderson, I suppose, is also quite interesting because he was so good for the Dodgers last season. 178 innings of 2.5 ERA ball. I believe he had the lowest whip of any starter in the National League last year. Like, crazy how good he was. But I mean, come on. No, what? Not one person. Tyler Anderson does not believe he is as good as he was last season. And I think that's represented pretty strongly here by his ADP. I mean, a guy with a 2.5 ERA who goes all the way down to 275 in ADP, you just don't see that all that often. Although I suppose he's probably a good bet, right? I mean, at that price, if you just even get 170 innings of a starting pitcher at that price, it's probably pretty good. Detmers seems interesting as well. Yeah. I mean, you're basically getting him quite cheap, but I mean, the Angels, I mean, we talked about the Royals yesterday. The Angels are the same thing. They're just not good at developing these guys. They're not one of those teams that has like a really good pitching coaching staff.
Yeah, I believe in 21 or 22, one of those 2 years, they took all pitchers in the draft. Every single pitcher. That was every pick they took because that's what they wanted to get toward. Whether or not that happens, I'm not sure. Closer-wise, you remember a couple years ago, Davis, Raisel Iglesias was a really good closer for them. He was one of the top 4, top 5 guys on the board. I got some interest here. They got this guy, Carlos Estevez, who is a converted starter from Colorado, actually looked pretty good. And I think he may end up winning the closer's job. He's probably not going to be a top 10 closer, even top 15, Davis. But like, this is the kind of guy that I have interest in on a team that, you know, even though they're not going to be great, they're going to be good enough to win 75 games. So like that's the kind of guy I'm interested in. And I may take a step, as we'll see.
Yeah, the projection sites are just having a field day with the Los Angeles Angels bullpen. They're giving Estevez the most amount of saves, but they're giving him like 40% of the pie. They're like the steamer and the zips are basically like, no one is like leading this team. Honestly, to me, the most interesting thing is that Matt Moore, yes, that Matt Moore, the old top prospect for the Rays, who's been in the bullpen. He was on the Mariners. He's been around forever.
Everywhere.
He is in this bullpen. And to me, that's always sort of interesting when like a former super top prospect goes to the bullpen and they're sort of, I guess in his convalescence, his older age as a starting pitcher. That's like minorly interesting to me as a guy who could pick up saves in the back half of the season.
and will be the highest paid name in that bullpen going into the season for sure, no doubt. They only signed him about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. All right, that's our look at the Los Angeles Angels. If I'm good at the alphabet, that means tomorrow's show will preview the Los Angeles Dodgers to close out the week. Boy, that'll be an interesting discussion to see who ends up getting playing time in that infield there. Coming up next, time for some fantasy or reality, and then the Sports Grid 60 for those of you who are big baseball fans. Coming up 2 o'clock Eastern on Newswire, we've got President of Baseball Operations Alex Anthopoulos on the show. So hopefully you can tune in then or just catch us on demand over on our YouTube channel. We'll be right back with
you. Really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
More FST, don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. For those of you who are on Twitter, you want to follow us this weekend for all the great college basketball action, NBA, and of course, spring training baseball. At SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread. Again, follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. All right, Davis, the good thing about having events on the East Coast is we got some guys getting ready to head to the clubhouse here. We're getting close to at least, it looks like, a couple of dozen players finishing up here in round one of the Bay Hill. And then, you know, naturally, we're going to have the rest of them facing off. So any surprises here at the top? I see a couple of big names, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, Adam Shank, been on the tour for a long time. Actually, I've tried to get him on my podcast before. He's one of these guys that's kind of like a data darling. He does a lot of the data stuff with his golf game. So I've tried to get him on my show before. And then last week's winner, Christian Kirk, that's so funny. Not the Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver, Chris Kirk, the PGA Tour golfer, and Jordan Spieth are all tied at 5 under par. And, you know, I don't know if you've watched this Netflix documentary yet. The Full Swing on the golf. Well, it's not that interesting. You got to be really into golf to like it, I think. But I do wonder if one of the guys who has an episode in there winning one of these events, like, I wonder if that is going to do either good for golf ratings or get more people to go watch the Netflix documentary one way or the other. Because obviously that's the hope, right? You make this
right.
Documentary, you do this, you film this whole show trying to get what happened to F1 in the United States. You want more people to watch.
Exactly. Yep. That's the plan. We'll see if it ends up working. I do see it pop up there, but no, have not watched it. Got it. I know Mandalorian came out, I think, yesterday or the day before. I got to start that up. And then Ted Lasso
already watched it. Watched it at 6 a.m. on the treadmill yesterday.
I will get to it today. All right. Time for some fantasy or reality. All right, David, speaking of the PGA Tour, some changes apparently are coming here. And this is really fascinating here because as long as I can remember, the big events, like you know, any of the big events on the golf tour, I mean, essentially, for those of you who don't know, not everybody gets to play through the weekend. Like, you get to play Thursday, you get to play Friday. If you do well, you play Saturday, you play Sunday. And I wonder, honestly, Davis, if this has to do with golf betting. It's the only thing that I can sort of think of here is maybe there's getting a little wink, wink, nod, nod. Hey, you got to let these guys go because it's just not compelling enough if your guys are done with the finishing order, you know? But yeah, they're thinking about doing cutless big money events. How about that? Davis, fantasy or reality? And that's among some other changes too. Fantasy or reality, the new PGA Tour changes are good.
No, they're horrible. These are like quite possibly the worst changes you could ever make. Really what they're doing is they are, you know, they're catering, they're kind of kowtowing to, they're making the PGA Tour more like the LIV Tour. It's guaranteed money, guaranteed 4 days of golf. Don't show up if you don't want to play. Just means you're giving up on a check. But I guess from, you know, if I'm Max Homa, if I'm Jordan Spieth, if I'm Justin Thomas, I'm like, great. I don't have to play that well every single week, right, and I can still make my money. If I win once a year, good for me. You know, if I win once a year, I can totally sustain my lifestyle, but I don't have to show up to the Genesis Open and play really well and be locked in if I don't want to. If I'm Adam Shank, if I'm Corey Connors, if I'm, you know, just the, if I'm the 118th player in the world, I'm like, this stinks. This is like the worst possible thing for me. I'm not going to qualify for a ton of these events. The number of events I can use to qualify for a major championship, to guarantee my tour card, to generate prize money, like the amount of events you can even play just got cut by half unless the PGA Tour supplements these events with alternate events. So like, for example, this week we have this great event, the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. They also have an event going on in Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rico Invitational, where, you know, lots of guys get to play who you've never heard of, right? And if they set it up that way, maybe it's better. But I guess I'm also coming from a perspective of someone who loves golf. I love to bet on golf. I love to watch golf. I like to play golf daily fantasy. And the cut element is really like one of the best sweats in gambling, in pro sports, and removing that jeopardy, to me, it just stinks. So I got fantasy. These changes stink.
Yeah, I'm not sure really why all of these are happening. And I would say that, again, all this is going to do as well, Davis, is, again, this is going to hurt some of those tournaments that are meaningless, like the Honda Classic. Like, I don't think they're going to get any better at all. They should be more focused on that than trying to figure out a way that, you know, we're throwing more money in the pot just to get guys to play through the weekend. I don't get this one at all. But naturally, I understand that the PGA Tour has to sort of compete against LIV Golf. But what we've seen with LIV Golf, honestly, lately with the ratings and sort of the way that it's gone, is who knows what the shelf life of that is going to be. I mean, it may not be anything in a couple of years. So I'm with you. I sort of have fantasy here, and I agree with you. The best thing about the DFS side and the betting on golf is late Friday, refreshing that phone. Did he make it? Did he make 100%. It? Oh, he didn't. Or he did. Yeah, like that's a bummer here. I don't know. I think you got to have a cut for the big events for sure. All right, Chris Sale, ready to go here for the Boston Red Sox. Boy, has he had a checkered couple of years. Arguably, you could say, Davis, he was one of the best pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. Maybe the single best left-handed pitcher a few years ago in Major League Baseball as well. But a lot of injuries, trouble coming back from injuries. We've seen it before, you know, beating up a clubhouse, not a person, an actual clubhouse in the past in frustration. 30 starts of Chris Sale may be as good as anybody in baseball, but it's hard to come by. Fantasy reality, Chris Sale will be a top 15 That's the number 15 pitcher in fantasy baseball this season.
No chance. Absolutely. maybe he's got a chance to be top 15 in FanDuel or DraftKings fantasy points per game, right? Or top 15 in strikeout rate for starting pitchers. I would buy that. But Chris Sale has not pitched 10 starts or more in a season since 2019. He has not pitched 200 innings since 2017. He has not generated over, I guess his strikeout rate has always been good. So I'm gonna peel that back there. I mean, Chris Sale is freaking awesome. When he's healthy, he's really good. He deserves all the money he, I guess, could have been paid by the Boston Red Sox. But it's you know, we talk about this in football when we get to fantasy football drafting season and we head into the year with, oh, you know, this guy's got a bad knee, or this guy broke his foot in training camp, or whatever. It's the spoiled milk does not unspoil. And I think with pitchers, that's maybe even more the case, because they have to change your mechanics and your delivery when you get repeated overuse injuries. I guess Justin Verlander is probably the one case where he looked like he was completely done and then became the best pitcher in baseball again. But he is sort of the absolute, complete, no doubt Hall of Fame exception that proves the rule. I got fantasy. No way. Top 15 pitcher.
Yeah, I think this is way too high. You know, come draft season this month, I am going to be taking some chances. So it's like, if you said to me, is Jacob DeGrom on your draft board? I would say yes, and I will very strongly consider taking the often hurt Jacob DeGrom. So I guess the other thing would be, well, then why wouldn't you consider taking Chris Sale? And that is just because, to me, Davis, I don't see it happening. I just don't see it at all. I don't see massive upside. I don't see 30 starts. Unfortunately, I see a guy on the back nine of the career who was fantastic, as you said, White Sox, Red Sox, just an absolute star in baseball. But, you know, I'm not even really sure where the Red Sox are, to be honest with you, this year. So what could happen here? Would they take chances? Would they trade this guy? Like, I think there's a lot of ranges of outcomes. In fact, wouldn't shock me if Sale had a second career, Davis, as like a hater or like a closer, you know, like I could see that happening too. I know no one would want to hear that, but you know, check back in a couple of years to see where he's at. Top 15, no shot. Yeah, fantasy for me. Top 30, I probably would have said fantasy too, to be honest with you. All right, finally, a new show called Agent Elvis is coming out. This is an animated show, and Davis is going to premiere. Let me give you some of the names who are involved in this: Matthew McConaughey, Don Cheadle, Caitlin Olsen, Johnny Knoxville, Kieran Culkin, Tom Kenny, Tara Strong. A different concept, very cool, about basically, you know, Elvis being an agent, more or less. It's going to premiere on Netflix. Netflix sort of took a huge dip in terms of their content. Feels like they're building back, though, a little bit with some of the new stuff that they have out there. How about this one, though? It's going to premiere in 2 weeks. Fantasy or reality, Davis, you will give Agent Elvis a shot. Watch a couple episodes.
Yeah, no, this isn't happening. I mean, there's just like, so Craig, you get this. I mean, you're even busier than I am in your real life, but like, one, we all agree, everyone knows this, there are too many shows. So you got shows you'll watch with your partner. That's going to be like whatever it is inside of your relationship, but there's going to be certain things that you watch with your partner. Sure. Then there's going to be a couple things that you watch by yourself religiously, right? So when a new season comes out, you're there, you're binging it, you're streaming it, whatever. And then you have the never-ending list of, you know, that seems pretty good. I would watch it if it just so happened to be like whatever. But that list, every single day that continues in our lives, that list of, oh yeah, you know, I'd like to watch that, or I'll get around to it, it gets longer and longer and longer. And, you know, it's hard for a show to make that jump from the list to the partner show or the list of shows you watch. So this seems fine, but like I'm watching The Last of Us, watching The Mandalorian, watching Bad Batch. I mean, that is 3 hours of television a week already. You know, I mean, it's kind of hard to add on to that. So no, I'm not watching this.
Yeah, probably a fantasy for me too. I'm glad that this came up because, first of all, Davis, you're right. Like, for me having time these days for anything, I mean, we literally have a minimum of 2 baseball games for my son a week on top of spring training now and everything else. This is absolutely insane time for me. My daughter every single day has to stay late after school because she is in a play. So we pick her up at 6:30 after she goes to school for the day. And my son gets out at 3:30. You have no idea. But I'm glad you brought it up, because the other night I was like sitting there feeling Netflix to give it a shot. I'm like, I'm going to give something a shot here. So I could see this actually happening with this show. The show that I gave a shot to, it wasn't bad, by the way, was That 90s Show. Remember That 70s Show? They redid it again. That 90s Show. You know what happened, Davis? I got 2 minutes in. I got 5 minutes in. I was like, can I get 10 minutes in? All right, I get 10 minutes in. I got 12. 15 minutes, man. I was out. I was out. And it just reminded me why I don't have any time for this stuff. It has got to really get me going. Like the show you mentioned, The Last of Us. That is a must watch for me. And again, The Mandalorian will be there during this time in March. Ted Lasso will be must watch for me too. So I got fantasy here. One episode, maybe two, seems unlikely. All right, we got to take one final time out here on the show. We got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next, and then we'll turn it over to the Early Line. As a reminder, you can also catch me on Newswire. That's coming up later today in about 2 hours from now, 2 o'clock Eastern. And in fact, for those of you who are getting ready for the baseball season, we will have President of Baseball Operations Alex Anthopoulos on the show today, talking about Ronald Acuna Jr. and Ozzie Albies and the pitching staff and all these extensions that the Braves ended up signing. So stay tuned to that. We'll take one more time out and be right back to wrap it up right after this. Smarter to Be on Sports Grid as we return after this quick break. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today as we close the book here on this Thursday. Don't forget, we'll be right back here tomorrow with a preview of the Los Angeles Dodgers from a fantasy baseball perspective. Hope to see you then. First, let's go to Davis. He'll wrap us up with the Sports Grid 60.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Craig, I do feel bad for you and other true lovers and connoisseurs of baseball, because the beginning of the season, spring training, all that excitement, opening day, I have a very sick feeling that like Lamar Jackson's going to get traded, to the Atlanta Falcons. There's going to be, you know, Derek Carr is going to do his signing. Aaron Rodgers is going to do his thing. Like, I am going to estimate that 50% of the NFL teams, of teams in the NFL, have a brand new quarterback this upcoming season. And it's not fair to the great sport of baseball, but I mean, even on this show, we are going to be doing lots of Aaron Rodgers is with the New York Jets. What do we do? Type content. And don't worry. We will not forget about baseball, but I think it's going to be a very tumultuous time for us here in about 20 days.
All right. Well, the lead is the lead. Whatever the top story is, that's what we go with here on Fantasy Sports Today. As much as I love baseball, I get it. I understand it for sure. Speaking of which, oh my gosh, this is horrible news if this ends up coming true for the Colorado Rockies. Their Gold Glove Award winner, second baseman Brendan Rodgers, according to MLB.com, may require shoulder surgery, which could potentially put him out for most of the season. My gosh, this is a really good player. You know, not a superstar type player, but certainly a player that's on the fantasy baseball radar, top 250 pick in every fantasy draft. Player at Coors, who was a former first round pick, has had some injury issues before, but this looks like a serious one. We'll have more on this coming up later today. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on the show. In fact, not a quick one, a long one. This is it. The show is over. Boy, 2 days in a row, screwing up the end of the show. That's okay. For all of our producers, for Davis Matic, I'm Craig Mish. We got the early line coming up next, and then I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for our next edition of News War. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Can't wait to see you tomorrow right here on Fantasy Sports.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.